Well, one of our stories this morning, it's from the Old Testament. It's one of the earliest stories. It's about when God created the first human being. And after God made the first human being, it says that God made all the animals to be a helper for the first human being. So I'm wondering, which animal do you think would be the best as a helper? Uzo? A monkey? Why a monkey?
Well, because
they're smart. They're smart. Okay. A monkey's a good helper. What do you think?
A horse.
A horse? Why a horse?
Could use it to get places.
You can get on it and go places. Okay. Who else? Who else do you... What else? What's another animal? Yeah?
A dog.
A dog? Yes. Why a dog? They can do a lot of things, and they always like to be with whoever they're with. Yep. What are you thinking of? Uh-oh.
A whale.
A whale? How is a whale a good helper?
It could swallow you, and you could use it as a submarine.
It could swallow you, and you could use it as a submarine. You have brought your imagination today, Declan. From the kid who would never say a thing. I like that. So monkeys, whales, horses, dogs. Anybody else have an idea of a good animal? Yeah?
Cows.
Why a cow? Milk and cheese. That's right. Well, God made all these animals and brought them in front of the first human being to be a helper. And they decided none of those animals were right. Not even a monkey. And so God made... another human being. You're right, because another human being would be the best helper for a human being. So that's why taking care of each other and your friends and your brothers and sisters and your parents and your grandparents and your uncles and your aunts and everybody that you know and love is important, because they tried out all the animals and the first human, and God decided another human would be the best helper. So, I love your ideas. You guys are very creative. What do you think it means to be a good helper? What does a good helper do? Yeah, Uza?
You have to help.
You help each other? What else? What else would a good helper or a best buddy
work
good together? So you have to get along. What's another good thing for someone that might be with you all the time? Yeah? Someone who could keep you company. Yeah, and if someone's keeping you company, do you want them to be sad and grumpy all the time? No. We want someone to encourage us, build us up, help us be happy. Anything else that makes you guys good helpers, good companions, better than a monkey or a whale or a dog? Do you totally understand what it's like to be a human? Kinda. Yeah, that's why you're good for each other. So let's get together and say a prayer and get in a little bit of inspiration to be good helpers for each other. So I do like all your ideas. The whale, I'm still a little struggling with, but I like the dog, the cow, the horse, and the monkey. Very good. Let's put our hands together and we'll pray. All right. There we go. Dear God, we thank you for each other and for all the animals, and particularly for the people that help us and the animals that help us. And dear God, remind us always that we are to take care of each other. And we ask for this reminder in your holy name. Amen. All right, you guys go over there, and we'll see you later.